Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands.
I need a
Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, well, welcome, 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 radio audience. We're so glad that you tuned in today. This is your host, Sarette Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today, beloved? Well, it is so. And you've tuned in to Health by Design radio broadcast today, and we're so glad that you did so. If you want to dial in today, you can dial in 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And we have a special program for you today. Of course, this is Minority Health Month. And we'll be addressing issues that impact the minority community. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest on today, Dr. Vera Stevens, and she's going to be coming forth to you to speak with you today and address those issues and some lifestyle changes that may be able to make an impact in your health and to produce a healthier you. And right now we're going to have some announcements from the announcer. Then we'll come right back and tell you a little bit more. Thank you again for tuning in. Dial 718-508-9457. And, of course, if you dial in and you would like to speak with the host, just press 1, and you'll be brought right onto the program. And, again, you tune in to Help by Design radio program.
Water Life International Ministries presents Woman Thou Art Whole Conference 2015 with prophetic and anointed speakers such as Dr. Cindy Trim, Pastor Ronald and Queen Hinkle, Apostle Jacqueline Tirado, Lady Michelle Proctor, Prophetess Bonnie Stamp, Minister Jill Capri Sims, and it's all taking place at the International Palm Resort and Conference Center, 6515 International Drive, Orlando, Florida, April 16th through the 18th. For more information, call 561-247-2680 or visit us on the web at woliministries.org. Woman Thou Whole Conference. I'll see you there.
Well, we're back, radio listening audience. You've heard an announcement that came forth about a wonderful conference that's coming up, Woman Thou Art Whole Conference, and we'd like you to be a part of that as well. That's Pastor Queen Hinkle of a Word of Life International Fellowship. And again, as a promised radio audience, we have a wonderful guest on our broadcast today, Dr. Vera Stevens of Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center. And, of course, as we were saying, April is Minority Health Month. And during the month of April, we will mark National Minority Health and raise awareness about the health disparities that continue to affect racial and ethnic minorities. This year's theme is Prevention in Power, Taking Action for Health, Equity Emphasis. It emphasizes also the critical role of prevention in reducing health disparities. This is a call to action, a charge for all of us to unite towards a common goal of improving the health of our communities. And we're very glad that we have a woman of God on. Dr. Vera Stevens has been in the health community promoting health and wellness for quite a while, and we just really want to welcome her to the broadcast. Dr. Vera Stevens, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all so much for having me on the show this afternoon.
Okay, Dr. Stevens, as we are here waiting for a little bit, few more of the information to be shared. It's downloading. But as we're waiting for that, let's go ahead and if you can give us a little bit of information on your background and a little bit of your background information and what you do at the Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center.
Okay, thank you so much, Minister Sands, for having me on the show this afternoon. What a great topic. I'm excited about this topic this afternoon. And I want to thank the listeners for listening in and those that will listen in later. My name is Dr. Vera Stevens. Of course, I have to iterate this, that I am not a medical doctor. I am a doctor of nutrition, counselor. My background is I'm a nutritionist. I am a counselor and I also advise, you know, for those that are dealing with any health issues. We are a nonprofit organization. We have been in the community, serving the community for 14 and a half years. And what we do, we deal with nutrition on a weekly or sometimes a daily basis, teaching and educating the community on health issues because, you know, these days, you know, our community is just going, you know, they're just going down the drain for a lack of a good nutrition. So this is what we do. We've been around. We're a nonprofit organization with the 501c3, and we've been around for 14 and a half years. And our location, we're located in the city of Miramar, Florida. But also, we're not restricted to just one area. We are nationwide as well. So this is what we do in the community as a health counselor, health advisor, all of those things above, and as well as a fitness trainer as well. So thank you so much for having me on the show this afternoon.
Well, Dr. Stevens, this is wonderful. I mean, I was trying to, you know, look more at our information that was being shared and downloaded as we were speaking, but I see where we have some callers that are starting to already call in on the line. I am also very pleased to have this topic coming up today, and I think it's a very relevant topic for our listening audience and even those who will, like you said, be tuning in. What I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to ask those who are calling in to speak with our guest today. If you have your question ready, I'm going to come on the line. You're going to hear, and I'm going to see if you want to go ahead and go forth, and then that way we can go ahead and turn this into more of an open forum where you can get your questions answered, and you can do so. Do we have a caller on the line that would like to ask Dr. Stevens or have a comment on what Dr. Stevens has said thus far? Caller, are you there? Okay. Once again, if there is a caller on the line at this time that would like to talk, we're talking about minority health issues with Dr. Vera Stevens, who's a leader in this area in the community for many years and also holds nutrition classes right there in the beautiful city of Miramar, and this is National Minority Health Month. Caller, are you there? Would you like to have a comment today or a question for our guest today? Okay. You might be a little shy today. But, okay, mm-hmm. Again, Dr. Stevens, you know, this is such an important topic. I want the radio listening audience to get a feel for, you know, your background, like you said. You know, although you say, well, I'm not a medical doctor, but you've been working in health and wellness and also a nurse in the field of nursing as well. So what have you seen over your years in practice that you need to let the audience know as far as the minority community, what road we're going down that might not be the right road? What have you seen that have been very successful in improving health in the minority community, and what do you see for the future?
Well, over the years, Minister Sands, I have seen so many people in the, you know, in the healthcare system, as well as outside of the healthcare system. You know, they're dealing, you know, came up against with sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, basically all of those issues, overweight, and all of those issues, health issues that I've seen over the years, in the healthcare, and as well as when we go out to do site teaching as well. So these are the things that I have seen in the community where people are dealing with these type of health issues and not really knowing why they are dealing with these health issues, because they have not been trained, they have not been educated per se on these health issues, as far as what to eat or what not to eat, or what foods to avoid, and food and you know, liquids to avoid, and those type of things. So I have seen so many, and basically it at all ages, because if you're not taught at an early age, quite naturally you're going to grow up in life dealing with these health issues, not being aware or not knowing that this is a bad road that you're going on. So I have seen all of these things with all ages, and that's with men and women that has been dealing and facing these type of health issues.
Amen, amen. And I was listening to you speak, and I thank God for today. Again, radio listening audience, you're listening to Health by Design Radio Program. We have Dr. Vera Stevens on. I am your host, Sarette Sands, and we're talking about minority health issues as it affects and impact the minority community. Also, want to deal with some prevention. Again, call in 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And as I was listening to you speak, Dr. Stevens, and I was thinking about the health prevention areas that where we do health interventions and health prevention. Because as I look, sometimes I see a lot of people are having health fairs. I participated in health fairs and health awareness. I've also partnered with like Memorial Healthcare System and different organizations in the community. I'm sure you have as well, in partnering with them to address, or either volunteering and doing health screenings and address health issues and health as affects the minority community. I mean, we work with community at large, whether it's minority or non-minority, but we're focusing on the minority community right now because we do still see that there's some health disparities. And I believe what I was trying to think about, the impact, if we're being effective, like even today, there's a race for heart. There's a Nova Southeastern. They're doing a heart health, healthy heart campaign, and they're walking for health in that area. I wanted to ask you, do you feel that we are at least making some impact when it comes to improvement of minority health and addressing health issues? Is it, because then there's more awareness, and you have the shows like some of the, I won't exactly have to name the names, but there's certain doctor-to-doctor shows and awareness on health and information on the Internet. You have much more access to health information channels, and where health information is out there. Even some of the HMOs or the medical plans seem to promote, they have their little health journals and health booklets. Do you think we've made some strides in the area of health improvement, and where are we? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. There has been over the years, as I said earlier, over the years I have seen a lot of health, changes in the community as well as the healthcare system, because more and more people are aware of the issues that are causing, sickness and death in the community. So a lot of people, they are aware of it. And I noticed because we have a, you know, a Eat Healthy, Live Healthy nutrition program, which is free to the community, and we are located in the city of Miramar, Florida, where we teach these nutrition classes on a monthly basis, and basically they're for all ages as well as, you know, early childhood obesity. And now that these people are attending to these classes, they are more aware of what's going on as well as going out in the community, teaching, you know, on the health fairs and seminars and workshops and all those different education meetings. So it is doing a whole lot. It, not only us, but, you know, the hospitals and the, you know, the insurance, the HMOs, all of those in the community as well, where they're educating the educating the community as well. And so what we do, once we educate the people on the healthy eating, healthy living, where what they're doing, they're going out and they're telling others because they're seeing a great, great, great change in their life. They're feeling better. They're looking better. They're avoiding all of the sickness. Of course, you know, all of this stuff takes time. All of these things takes time. So they are sharing because when we teach them in our classroom setting, we're teaching them to go out in the community as well and just spread the word on the, you know, healthy eating and how, you know, how to change your lifestyle. So, yes, I 100% agree that there has been a big, big, big change in the community over the past couple of years.
Amen, amen. And I see here as I do, thank you so much for that, Dr. Stevens. We'll get ready to take a brief break and come back. And, you know, again, any listeners, if you'd like to call in, you have any questions about health and nutrition or information that you'd like to have addressed, you can go ahead and dial in today, 718-508-9457. And I see where Dr. Stevens, again, you addressed the health and nutrition component and you have the classes right there in Miramar. And we're going to, you know, let you go ahead and give out your contact information a little bit, and so how people can get in contact with you and get registered for these classes. And the classes are available to the whole community, I understand, and it's not necessarily based on your ability to pay for the classes, but there are classes that are available and materials, but there, you know, is a program in place. And you've done, you know, you have certifications in nutrition, fitness training, and a business, and also bachelor's and master's in theology. You're also a minister in your own right. And when we come back to the break, I wanted you to give you an opportunity to address lifestyle changes that we can make that will make an impact and a difference, but then also how maybe the Christian community or the church can help and partner with those who are in the community to make a difference in the lives of people. So right after the break, we'll have a brief announcement from an announcer, one of our partners in ministry, and they're also having, if you have an event or a upcoming event or outreach or something that's coming up and you want to partner with us here at Health by Design Radio and Alpha Health Ministry, just, you know, give us a call, and it's 954-292-4891. And so let's hear a brief announcement for announcer. We'll come right back with Dr. Stevens' wonderful program we're having today addressing minority health issues in the community.
Water Life International Ministries presents Women Thou Art Whole Conference 2015 with prophetic and anointed speakers such as Dr. Cindy Trent, Pastor Ronald and Queen Hinkle, Apostle Jacqueline Tirado, Lady Michelle Proctor, Prophetess Bonnie Sapp, Minister Jill Capri Sims, and it's all taking place at the International Palm Resort and Conference Center, 6515 International Drive, Orlando, Florida, April 16th through the 18th. For more information, call 561-247-2680 or visit us on the web at woliministries.org. Women Thou Art Whole Conference. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. You're tuning in to Health by Design Radio program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today because it is true. And I want to give any of you, do we have any listeners on the line that would like to chime in or have a question or comment for our guest today? This is your time to speak.
Okay, well, moving right along, we thank you for listening in. Nevertheless, you can always feel free. We have these topics that we want to address to the partner and call in and be a part of this because, you know, together, each achieves more. We're a team when it comes to your health, and that's our goal here at Alpha Health and Health by Design Radio Program to educate you, to empower you to take authority and take control of your health. And we have many more information, and we share a lot of that on our website and on the social media. You know, there's a lot of health and wealth information. We're constantly sharing that with you because we want to give you the tools to work with. And we're right back here. Welcome, the radio listening audience. We're right back again with Dr. Vera Stevens. She's giving you a lot of information. Dr. Stevens, I'm going to have you in the last segment of the broadcast address lifestyle health and lifestyle changes as it will have an impact on improving health and wellness, lifestyle and lifestyle changes, and that we can make and improve health, as well as the Christian community, and how we're doing. Maybe you can give us a little scorecard on how we're doing in the Christian community, and what more can be done to partner. And then we want, of course, you to give your information as far as how the radio listen audience can get in touch with you, take part in these classes that you will be offering. Well, welcome back to the broadcast, Dr. Vera Stevens.
Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Sands. Like you were saying, a free nutrition class, which is a program, Eat Healthy, Live Healthy Nutrition class, and it's a class that we teach from our menu from once a month, the second Saturday for beginners from 10 to 11, and we have also a intermediate class, which is a continual class, continuation from the beginners class. And if anyone would like to come to this class, these classes are free to the community. We are located at 3600 South State Road 7, that's Miramar, Florida, 33023. Our contact phone number is in area 954-964-5477, and out of the area 1-877-912-5433, or if you like, you could go online. You can visit us online at abundantlifehealth.com. Again, our location is at 3600 South State Road 7, and that's Miramar, Florida, 33023. And our contact phone number is 954-964-5477. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to have you in these classes.
Okay, Dr. Stevens, go right ahead and talk to us about lifestyle changes and as we can improve health. And then we'll address
Like I say, this is a very, very, very exciting topic about lifestyle changes. One of the questions I want to just throw out is what can I do? What can we do to make a healthy, hard diet a part of our lifestyle? What can we do about that? How can we do it? First of all, as I go through my teachings and community meetings and seminars, what I do is, Minister Sands, I always advise whoever I come in contact with these workshops or seminars, I always advise them to check with your doctor first before you start anything. You check what you should check with your medical doctor, your PCP, and let your doctor know what you're going to be doing and what your plans are before you decide to do anything. And then your doctor will, of course, your doctor will not astray you. Even your doctor, they will advise you on what you need to do. And once you come to us, you know, it's a no cost. It's a no cost. But we like to keep everybody on the same page. If you're going to your doctor, you have built that relationship with your doctor. You need to let your doctor know what your plans are, and you'll know, so everybody will be on the same page. So what we're talking about is lifestyle changes today. What can we do to make our healthy heart a part of our lifestyle? We're talking about a lifestyle change. We're not talking about going on a diet for a couple of weeks and changing your the food that's in your diet for a couple of weeks, and once you lose a few pounds, you go back to your old habits. We don't deal with diet. We don't deal with diet. The only thing we deal with the word diet is change the food that's in your diet. So meaning that if you are eating unhealthy foods that has no nutrients in it, we are asked that you change the food that's in your diet. So changing what you eat and drink, it might be hard at first. I won't say it's easy. For me, it was easy because I was facing a health issue that I was ready. I was ready to change the food that's in my was in my diet because I just could not. I got to the point that I was tired of. Sick and tired. I was sick and I was tired physically. I was, and, you know, going to the doctor, you know, taking medications and, you know, all of those back and forth. So I was sick and I was tired of going to the doctor. So what I had to do, I had to change the food that was in my diet. So I had to think, and of course, I didn't have no teaching, no understanding, anything like this, you know, what's going on now. This was like over 20-some years ago because we've been in the health field teaching on nutrition for 15 years. So this was before. So I came to the decision that I need to change in order to live a long and healthy life. So this is why we teach change your lifestyle, change it for life. So changing what you eat or drink, it, like I said, it might be hard, but we need to be in control. We need to think first, what do we want in life? Do we want to change or we want to stay where we are and just, you know, be sick or, you know, locked into the bed where, you know, people got to do this for us and they got to do that? No, that's not what we do. We don't want that. We need to change what we eat and what we drink, what we put in our body, because, you know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people, you know, you say, okay, you read this in the Bible, but what are you going to, are you going to act on this? So think of these changes as a lifestyle change, not just a diet change. You will need to make some changes part of your daily routine in order to feel better. So changing your lifestyle is a very, very strong, powerful word. Choose a variety of items in your diet to avoid getting tired of having the same items every single day. And when I say change the same, you know, the items every day, I don't mean the bad food. I don't mean to eat the bad food today and tomorrow you eat healthy. That's not what I'm saying. Variety of healthy food. Switch it up because you don't want to get tired, because there's a lot of healthy food that's on the market. Matter of fact, Minister Sands, I believe there are more healthy foods on the market than it is unhealthy food. It's that we have to put in our mind that we are going to do this. We're going to do this for ourselves and not for no one else. We're going to do it for ourselves. First of all, we need to do it for God, because he said our body is the temple. We do not belong to ourselves. So first of all, we need to do that for God. Then we need to do it for ourselves. And everything else after that falls in line. So we need to think about a lifestyle change. It wasn't hard for me, because I wanted to change. I wanted to live a long and healthy life. So that's where I am today. I enjoy teaching on health education, although I'm a retired nurse and I've seen all of that. But I believe if you teach someone and educate them on changing their eating habits, then Minister Sands, it's a great chance that they will not end up in the hospital. Not saying don't go to the doctors. That's not what I'm saying. Go to the doctor on a regular basis, because that's what we're supposed to do. And by all means, if the doctor sees something, then we can get on top of that. We are to take control of our own life. We need to really take control. And I have taken control, and I will keep control. So this is where we are now. We need to take full control of changing the food that's in our diet. And also, You know, carry a list of, items that are allowed on your list, you know. Carry that around with you. If it's going to be a hard task for you, if you think it's going to be a hard task, then always carry a list around with you to remind you about the diet, the food that's in your diet when you're away from your home or wherever you are, or tell your friends about this diet, that you're just tell your friends and family or whomever, your acquaintance, about your lifestyle changes so that all of these can remind you of that.
Well, this is such a wonderful information, radio listening audience. Dr. Stevens, we thank you so much. We're just about out of time, but I tell you what, radio listening audience, Dr. Stevens is going to come back. She's going to be back. We'll do part two. We'll come back. If you can just continue to tune in week by week, and we just really appreciate
having Dr. Vera Stevens. I mean, she's really just getting stirred up there. And, I mean, a lot of wealth information. Go back and listen to this information on the podcast. But please tune in again next week, and we'll give you more of this Minority Health Awareness and Improvement Month. And we plan to bring you good information just like this. God wants you whole in every area of your life. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Dr. Stevens. Come back again.
Thank you for having me on the show.